Right, welcome back. Let's turn our attention to Maharashtra. And on this show, as we've been looking at the build-up to the elections, you have heard us ad nauseum week after week, month after month, saying keep your eye on Maharashtra because it is, for the BJP, really important to tie up that alliance with the Shiv Sena and for the Shiv Sena as well because, well, here's why, because this is what happened in the last election. The BJP got, 25, this is what happened in the last election. It was a complete landslide for the BJP and the Shiv Sena out here, which is the way it happened, and it happened in the assembly also. And the reason for that was that the two of them were together. Between the two of them, they got 41 out of the 48 seats. If they had fought apart, separate from each other, it would have made a major, major boost for the Congress and the NCP. But as it happens, we are back to the formula, Congress plus NCP versus the BJP plus the Shiv Sena. That's essentially what happened. And here, I won't weary you by taking you through all of these numbers again. We've done them ad nauseum in the last few months. This is the logic of why that alliance was necessary. And obviously, both the Shiv Sena and the BJP understood that logic, and that's why they have tied up. But let me just quickly get a sense from Arvind Sawant, Lok Sabha MP from the Shiv Sena. You were here just last week, I think in the week before that, saying that you had lots and lots and lots of grouses against the BJP, and you were saying that if they don't meet all your demands, you are happy to go down in seats, but you don't want the alliance. So are you happy now? Have you got everything that you wanted? Are you satisfied? Is this a done deal in every sense of the word?
Definitely. I think the Honorable Chief of the party, Uddhavji Thackeray, had a wonderful dialogue with them. And the issues were very important. They were related to farmers. They were related to the Mumbaikars. They were related to the unemployed. So therefore, those issues which have been discussed with them are being sorted, agreed to by the BJP leaders. Honorable Chief Minister was there. Honorable the Chief of the party, President of Amit Shah was there. Amit Shahji was there. They had a wonderful discussion. And major issues were like the farmers' waiver of the loan. That was a serious issue that has been agreed to. Second is the distribution of power, right. Equal power.
Can I ask you, you're saying, so farmers' loans and nothing, you're saying that's been agreed to. So what are the specific points that you insisted on that you think you have got now? So what are the specific proposals that are going to come out on this, maybe in the manifesto, promises? What are the specific points that you've got?
They have said that it didn't reach to the farmers as expected it should. Therefore, what they asked, they open the centers at the district and village level and tehsil level so that the farmers will be guided and they will be given, the waiver of the loan will be done speedily. And that is what was expected and that they are agreed to. And that is why we felt very happy about that. Secondly, the major issue during the municipal corporation election, Honorable Uddhavji assured the people of the metropolitan cities that those who will get the houses around 500 square foot during the redevelopment, because they are not the rich people, in fact, and if the property tax is imposed on them, they will simply sell it off and go to the suburbs. And they should continue to stay in there, but therefore that also was agreed. And there were millions of people of Mumbaikar, Thane, Mahanagar, Palika and others, they are getting relieved out of this. They are going to get a great relief out of this. And that was also agreed to.
Okay, so given that there's been all that agreement, and you're using the word, so obviously there's a lot of bonhomie right now away from the bitterness of the very recent past. What therefore now, and because this show is essentially about trying to predict and forecast how many seats everyone's going to get in the election, what would be your expectations of how many seats you think the BJP and the Sena could get this time? Because let's remember, last time you more or less swept the state.
100%, sir, 100%. 100% now. No question about that. The chief of the BJP, Mr. Amit Shahji, has already announced that he will go to 25. And we expect that figure will achieve. Definitely will achieve that figure.
Okay, so you're sure you're going to get back to that number. Are you going to be still trying to tie up with some of the smaller parties? I know some of them are not entirely happy with the way things are going, Mr. Thavale, others. Are you going to still try and reach out to them and bring them into the fold as well?
No, it is left to the those people who were there in the alliance, maybe the RPI and other people who were there, Jankar and other guys. those issues are to be sorted out by the Honorable Chief Minister of Maharashtra. He'll sort it out. Not to worry about that. No such to worry about that.
Okay, now seeing as we are so optimistic that everything is going to be sorted out and sorted out so smoothly, can I dare I throw in a very quick question about the assembly election, which is not that far away? Is this alliance looking solid and robust all the way to there? And by the way, who's going to be the chief minister?
No, question of chief minister has not been announced over yet. People talk, I don't know. It was agreed to that the distribution of power will be done equally. That means the sharing of power. It should not happen, you know. Chief ministers give some dummy post, and that should not happen. There should be equal sharing, and that is very, very big thing, sir. When others are aligned, a lot of alliances are taking place, which are unethical also. Those who have fought against each other for a long time. In fact, we were 25 years, we were together. Even the last parliament election, we fought together. It is in the assembly, some disputes have raised. And anyway, but then that have been sorted now, we are together right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Arvindji, for joining us. Jitendra Awad joining us as well from the NCP. Pavan Kheda, of course, still with us from the Congress Party. Vivek Reddy is with us from the BJP. Sagarika here as well. You heard what the Sena said, Pavan. Was this something that you and the NCP, was it always going to be a long shot that they wouldn't come together? I mean, I think secretly most in the Congress and the NCP believed that whatever the posturing was, at the end of the day, they would come together.
Yes, that's what all political observers felt, and rightly so. But it's very interesting the way, I'd like to ask them if they still maintain their stand on Rafael, for example. I think theirs was the only party outside of the UPA fold which took a strong, very strong position and, in fact, repeated the slogan of Rahul Gandhi and said, Chaukidar Chor hai. I want to ask them if they still feel so. And if not, what has changed in the last 48 hours?
Okay, well, Arvindji just left us, so I mean, we can't ask him that question. But Vivek Reddy, before I come to the NCP, this alliance was important for you, I guess, because it was really important for you to be able to make sure that you can keep your lock on Maharashtra. You don't want to have another big state where you're going to drop a large number of seats, as might well happen in UP. You don't want to repeat of that in a state like Maharashtra.
Yes, I think so, Vikram, because the reservoir of votes into which both of us put our hands into comes from some common factors, apart from to other floating pool of votes that we have carried through because of Mr. Modi's appeal. So therefore, it was important that Maharashtra scored like last time, absolute, perhaps nearing out of out. And therefore, this alliance was crucial. Though Pavan Kedam, I feel about Rafael, I think everybody has realized after the Supreme Court judgment that there is a necessity to stop being a super Supreme Court and trying to say something contravening the Supreme Court. Of course, the review is pending, but that
I was just about to say that. Don't celebrate too much too soon. There is still a review which is pending, yeah, so exactly. You know, you never know.
All right, yes. But the last point that I want to make is this, Vikram. One point that I want to make is this. One thing that we are losing sight of is, and which Pavan Kedar perhaps, you know, you could understand because he is from the Congress. One issue that we are losing sight of is that who is the leader of this country? And why can't the opposition produce an alternative? I mean, this is signified by the fact that yesterday,
Mr. Vivek,
you had the Times of India poll,
been in school,
which was
in
rooted on that leadership issue. And there, Pavan Kedar, you got 8%.
Mr. Vivek Reddy. Okay.
Rahul Gandhi polled
8%. I am sure
8%,
you were in school in 2004.
9%.
Okay,
and similar
then
questions
perhaps
were asked
got up in the morning
show,
and saw the
yes,
newspaper
we had
reverse,
I
guess.
To that. And then the rest
you
is
know,
history.
Therefore,
10 years, you guys were out
therefore,
of power.
Pavan Kedar, hold
so
on.
Now
let me
that you are not in school
Pavan
anymore,
Kedar, done.
Please go back
for
to the recent electoral
years
history of this
Rahul
country
Gandhi's
and then
effort,
ask this question.
Is it
in
only
1977, the same question
Kedar
was asked to the
is
then opposition, which was your people.
For four and
who
and
will be the alternative
years
to Indira
okay,
Gandhi?
Look,
and
Gandhi's
yet there was an alternative.
Nothing is
so please do your homework before you utter
such people of India not liking Mr. Rahul Gandhi.
No, no, please ask.
It is very entertaining.
So therefore, don't be.
This is no doubt very entertaining. But Jitendra, can I?
But
do your homework first.
Folks.
Do your homework. Come back again. We can have a chat.
Gentlemen. Let's be gentlemen.
Jitendra. Do your homework about
Jitendra. Jitendra. Jitendra.
Okay. Come back
folks
to me. We'll talk.
Jitendra, I just want to ask you
read,
on the data now. For the NCP.
Okay,
bosses. Please.
For 4.5 years of work.
Jitendra, can I just come to you? Jitendra, can I come to you? Tell me, now analyze the situation. Now that all the alliances are done. It's Sena plus BJP, it's NCP plus Congress. What, to your mind, are the chances on the ground? And what do you think the major issues will be?
See, basically, I'll tell you one thing is, now that Arvind Sawant is not there, they are thrown the hat in the... They are saying that power sharing. What do you mean by power sharing? Yesterday, there was a fight between two leaders of Shiv Sena and BJP, saying that who will be the chief minister, and chief minister allocation is for 2.5 years, that is 2.6 months, that is half in a five-year term, half year and half there, half with BJP and half with Shiv Sena. The fight has already started. But prior to that, the 4.5 years, they're bitching. The way Devendra Fadnavis, chief minister, attacked Uddhav Thackeray, and the way Uddhav Thackeray attacked the chief minister, corruption, no morality, everything on the earth, all abuses on the earth, which no, even the opposition at times doesn't go, all below the belt. He had the courage, I will not say audacity, he had the courage to say, Chaukidar chor hai. Chaukidar chor hai. And what not, I will not take much time of yours. It was a marriage of compulsion. Mr. Amit Shah comes to Dhulia and says, in another abusive language, ukhaad ke phek denge, patak denge. Agar saath mein aaye to theek hai. This is not the language used on a political platform. You were just threatening. And later on, after 15 days, the same Amit Shah goes, has puwa and shira and upma and chai with Uddhav Thackeray in a closed room, which Arvind Sawant was also not allowed. Nobody was in fact allowed. Nobody knows what the discussion happened. And comes out and says that we are now hand and gloves. We have shaken hands and we are together. The basic thing, the workers down below are not happy about all this. The social media is hitting them so hard, hard, that I think they don't have any face to go in front now.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what actually happens.
And so, was of the opinion from the day one.
Yeah, finish what you were saying.
I was of the opinion from day one that their bags are packed. The only things remain is when they are going to celebrate that honeymoon. Their honeymoon has started and their honeymoon is only for power. So this power-hungry BJP Shiv Sena as a marriage...
We've heard you loud and clear. We've heard you loud and clear. Last comments from everybody before we wrap up the show. Sakrika, I just want to ask slightly another question. We've obviously seen, like, it's not been that much after Pulwama. We're certainly seeing a raising of temperatures all across. All of this anti-Pakistan anger which is there, what's going to happen in the World Cup, what's going to happen to shooters, boycotts, all of those sort of things. Is this something which you think is going to be a major factor going forward?
You know, Vikram, I think Pulwama is going to be an X factor. It normally happens that when there's a national crisis, the party in power generally tends to benefit because people rally around. And this sort of hyper-nationalism, anti-Pakistan sentiment is the BJP's natural constituency. It is the party of nationalism and Pakistan-hating, and, you know, it is the party of muscular nationalism. So it could be that the mahal will be to the BJP's advantage. But having said that, you see, if you keep talking about war and then keep going for the low-hanging fruit, MFN status, shutting off water, which is actually not shutting off water.
But it's not actually that low-hanging. It's not been done for a long time.
But if you're not actually, you know, going to take real action, people may at one point ask, when are you going to walk the talk? So it's a gamble. It's a high-risk gamble. And, you know, it also has to be seen that, you know, Kargil, the BJP, there was a Kargil war in 1999, and the BJP won after that. But that was a decisive military victory. So the decisive military victory will win you the war. War talk may not. I just want to say one thing, Vikram, is that, you know, I just want to say that, you know, we're talking about regional parties here, but I do think the Shiv Sena, out of all the regional parties, is actually a party on the decline at the moment, which is why it's desperate.
Okay, fine. Just enough time to get a final word on the show from somebody who's just joined us for the last couple of minutes. Shaina NC, thanks for joining us at this point. Just wanted to ask you, Shaina, Maharashtra and the other point, just a take on what's happening in Maharashtra right now after this alliance has been tied up, and the overall atmosphere that we are seeing. Is there a certain increased nationalism, increased anger after Pulwama that might actually, which may well have an impact on the elections as well?
Firstly, Vikram, what's happening in Maharashtra? The BJP Shiv Sena is going to win in Maharashtra, hands down.
We fought 26 seats last time, and this time we are fighting 25, so it's a difference of only one seat. Having said that, the majority that we got last time is probably going to be the same this time, because you have a good, honest chief minister who's been hard working. In terms of the Shiv Sena, I know a lot has been said about the commentary, but do understand that you have bickering in every household. You have couples who get along and don't get along and wake up in the morning and continue to be a part of a family. 25 years is a long alliance. Having said that, I think that the common agenda of a progressive India and, of course, the ideology of Hindutva is common to both. So there is no cozying up only for lust for power. You have seen strange bedfellows in the past. And when it comes to
Pulwama, you just described the Shiv Sena as a strange bedfellow. You just described the Shiv Sena as a strange bedfellow.
I said other alliances are.
All right.
I said other alliances.
Have they given some reply on Rafael to Shiv Sena? If they can share it with us, we'll also be satisfied. Suddenly, Shiv Sena is satisfied, and they no longer call the chaukidar a chor.
He's asking if you're able to satisfy them, the Shiv Sena on Rafael.
Chaukidar chor hai.
Please share the answer with us.
Well, you
please
share
the price of the fighter jet with us. Okay, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Chani, you want to quickly answer that? One line. Then
I think
ending
you must
the
first read it, Pawan Kedar. Then talk.
I don't want to answer.
There are two BJP. Yeah, come on. Have some mercy.
Mr. Arvind Sawant was on your show. Maybe you should have asked him what he thinks. The reality is that the Supreme
BJP
Court of
this
country
now
has said there's no commercial favoritism. Four petitions have been dismissed.
Okay.
All those who are trying to create some kind of corruption charges which are baseless and unsubstantiated, the Honorable Supreme Court
okay.
has said there's
the corruption
no
charges.
Commercial
all right,
favoritism.
We don't have time. All right, I have to end the show. I have to end the show right now. Thank you all so much for joining us. Tamil Nadu alliance is really important. Maharashtra alliance is really important. Keep looking at that chart of possible Mahagathbandhans across the country. We'll try and see where those remaining question marks slot up before the elections are actually announced. That's it for now. We'll be back next week.